Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We could be as little as 48 hours away from having an NHL team here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage with the latest reports. Adam?
Amanda, sources tell Sportico the NHL Executive Committee has signed off on moving the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City. Now, the deal needs the approval of the NHL's Board of Governors. That's one of the final hurdles left to clear for a deal like this. Expansion, they are one of those final steps. If those current team owners sign off, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes will happen, or at least is on target to happen, either this Thursday or Friday. A source tells the Associated Press the deal to sell the Coyotes to Jazz owner Ryan Smith is worth $1 billion. Coyotes will play what could be their final home game in Arizona tomorrow night, but I know I've talked with a couple of really disappointed Arizona fans. Some good news for them. They still have the door open to get an expansion team if they can get a new arena built in the next 5 years. Now, what is this team's name going to be once this deal becomes official? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns, where people are passionately debating the possibilities.
All of those I spoke with are thrilled with the idea of professional hockey coming to Utah, but they were definitely not all on the same page about a name for the team.
I'm voting for Blizzards. Let's stick with the double Z's, right? It's a Utah thing.
They didn't change the Jazz name, did they? So I think a name should stick with the team.
I've seen a lot of Yetis, but I don't know about that.
The Yetis are the Blizzard.
It's Golden Eagles or bust for me, so if they don't name it that, I'm staying an Avalanche fan.
Several of these fans tell me they'll also be paying close attention to how much the tickets are going to cost. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
And a question we've been getting from a lot of our listeners, what happens to the Utah Grizzlies once an NHL team moves into town? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
The Grizzlies will be staying in Utah, playing at the Maverick Center as usual for at least the next season. Vice president of the team, Jared Youngman, says they'll also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to Utah because of the continuing contract that they have with Colorado. But he says once that contract is over, the arrangement could change.
The Grizzlies start their next season in the Maverick Center in October. And of course, stay with KSL News Radio this week for the latest developments on the NHL potentially coming to Utah. We're monitoring the story 24/7. We'll bring you the latest updates when they happen live. Reporting live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Adam, thank you. We got some breaking college basketball news this morning out of BYU that isn't good news for Cougar fans. The team's top recruit, Colin Chandler, has decommitted from BYU and will follow coach Mark Pope to Kentucky. Chandler was recruited by top college teams all over the country. KSL BYU insider Mitch Harper will join us live to break down the BYU basketball coaching search coming up at 8:45.
KSL's top national stories now. It could take weeks to select jurors at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky was in the courtroom on day one.
Sometimes he would tug on the sleeve of his attorney, Todd Blanche, to get his attention if he heard something maybe he wanted his defense attorney to respond to. And at one point, the defense attorney seemed to tap Trump on the arm as if to say, okay, I got it.
So far, no jurors have been selected.
Vice President Kamala Harris returned to the campaign trail and made a trip to Las Vegas.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona, what the people of Nevada are fighting for, and who the previous president was.
This comes 1 week after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans most abortions in that state.
Two Utah gun shop owners face charges accused of stealing over $600,000. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, St. George-based Urban Arms LLC advised to customers that it could deliver huge amounts of ammunition. But the Department of Justice says in a press release, the owners have taken orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and delivered nothing in return. These orders include $300,000 for body armor for Ukrainian soldiers, plus another $215,000 for night vision goggles and optics for Ukrainian first responders. The DOJ claims in an unsealed indictment that the deliveries never arrived. And according to a press release from the DOJ, this couple that owns the company also claimed their clients include the FBI and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. And according to the Health and Law Group from Los Angeles, wire fraud charges alone could rack up to 20 years in prison and a quarter of $1 million in fines. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Time again for that first look traffic, so let's go back over to Andy.
And right now it's trouble on a couple of spots. I-15 still slow as you cross 215 in Murray. We've got some southbound slowing, not as bad as some days, but you'll have to dip below the speed limit, leaving Ogden down under Riverdale. And SR-201, a big long slowdown between Mountain View and 3200 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A new government report says the suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. troops in 2021 was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover grew up here in Utah and was killed during that attack. His father, Darren Hoover, spoke with KSL-TV after being debriefed about the report.
A lot of high emotions, and sometimes disgust, sometimes, grateful.
Hoover says the report answers some questions, but he says his son and the other troops could have survived if the government had done a better job planning the troop evacuation.